Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Hydroponics is a soilless crop production method which is considered to be an efficient, reliable, and beneficial system of production. Stay with us to hear more about the pros and cons of using this method. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Thanks for waking up with us.
Sharon, how you look so? What do you?
From me eat breakfast, me just feel sick.
You know what you eat so?
Kalaloo and fried dumpling.
Kalaloo? Where you get it from? You plant kalaloo?
No, me buy from me Chinese boy, in Peter.
Jeez, I'm P, Sharon. How much time if you tell you not buy nothing from that thief in boy there? Me hear Mr. Berry complain that him spray the kalaloo yesterday and this man in half fight gone.
Me never have nothing for breakfast and him sell me kalaloo for $30 bongo. Lad, me dead now. Now me have to go spend money at doctor when me not have.
Don't buy agricultural produce from questionable sources. Be a good neighbor and report incidences of farm theft to the police 119, Crime Stop 311 or the Predator Larceny Prevention Unit. The word hydroponic has a Latin origin and means working water. Simply put, it is the art of growing plants without soil.
A system for the production of crops in a non-soil media, in which the plants are supplied a constant, balanced supply of nutrients in a watery solution.
Technical specialist for protected agriculture at the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, Webster McPherson. There are 5 main types of hydroponic systems. These are the ebb and flow system, nutrient film technique, drip system, aeroponics, and wick systems. Mr. McPherson explains.
There are systems where the plants are grown entirely in a nutrient solution, where the nutrient solution is recirculated and the plant roots are in the solution and abstract the nutrients as the solution passes. You have systems where the plants are being grown in solid media, but the nutrients are supplied in a watery solution. It could be recirculated as well as not recirculated. And you have the extreme case of hydroponics, which is what they call aeroponics, in which the plant roots are actually literally hanging this, and at intervals there's an atomizer that spray nutrient solution onto the roots of the plant. So the roots are not really anywhere, it's not in any sort of growing media, but this is fed a constant supply of nutrients.
Hydroponic production has 2 features, a method where plants are fed nutrients by a piping system and a soilless medium such as perlite, gravel or coir used to give stability to the roots of the plants. There are several benefits of using the hydroponic system.
You could be producing crops in an area of land that is not otherwise fit for farming. It allows you, to produce crops all year round under protected structures, regardless of what is happening on the outside. It allows you to get higher planting density per area of land. You get higher crop yields inside the protected structures. The plants are literally protected from insects that will directly attack them, as well as vectors that will transmit diseases. You're able to control the nutrient supply to the plants. There's no weed to pull or any soil to kill.
Other advantages include lower water costs, no nutrition pollution is released into the environment, better flavor, more uniformed ripening, earlier maturing, and pests and diseases are easier to get rid of than in soil. And now for our proverb of the day. What's sweet to the belly, aga bitter to the heart. And this means, short-term gratification brings long-term consequences. That's where we end today's program. Join us next time when we tell you more about the pros and cons of using a hydroponic system. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.